This is Jewish Board Talk with Cherise Zifford, only on 101.9 Chai FM.
I don't know about you, but I have so many happy memories of holidays in Umhlanga that at some point involved spending time at Rabbi Shlomo Weiner's shul, be it for Shabbat or Hanukkah celebrations. The shul, formerly known as Chabad of the North Coast, recently celebrated 4 decades of Chabad in Umhlanga and KwaZulu-Natal. Rabbi Asher Deren, Shliach of the Lubavitcher Rebbe to Cape Town's West Coast, is my guest to tell me more. Rabbi, welcome and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, and a good Erev Shabbos. And I guess it's not too early to say a good Erev Chag for Shavuot.
I know, it's quite exciting, isn't it? It's a bumper weekend coming across.
Thank God. Yeah, and we, I must say, personally, coming into the Chag on a high, having spent 3 delightful days in the presence of 2 of the holiest people I've ever met, Rabbi Shlomo and Devorah Weiner, and their community and their beautiful Chabad center. So we've taken that, preparing for Shavuot, leading up from Pesach to Shavuot, we've taken it to a whole new level.
Rabbi, the first Jewish congregation in Durban, I think, was founded in 1874, which means that...
It was actually about 3 years before I was born, so I
wasn't. Correct. So, Chabad is kind of a newcomer to that area, and I wondered to what extent, and I know you also had a Chabad conference in Umhlanga, I can't think of a better place for it. I wonder, does that story of Chabad in Umhlanga represent Chabad South Africa?
In the sense of it being a newcomer?
In the sense of new, yes. To outside areas as well.
Put it into historical context, Chabad is not a newcomer to South Africa. The first Hamish Shtibel in South Africa, after the Garden Shul, which was started in 1861, not long after that was the first Chabad Shul in the late 1880s or early 1890s, when Chabad Chassidim, who were here, Lithuanian and Russian origin, started Chabad, the first congregation of Chabad Chassidim. That shul evolved over time, and it is now what's known as Marasha, or Arthur's Road Shul. But Chabad in South Africa is very much not a newcomer. If you want to talk about relative newcomers, so I think it's 1952 is when the Rebbe sent to South Africa Rabbi Mendel and Rabbitson Mati Lipsker to formally establish a representative institution of Chabad headquarters. So in a sense, the first shluchim that were sent from 770 from the Rebbe's office. But it's important to remember that they were here responding to the reality on the ground, if we could call it that, that's been here forever. So Chabad is very much not new to the scene. In terms of what happened from 1840 to the 1970s, 1980s, when Chabad started coming officially to Durban, I really can't speak much to that. As I said, it was slightly before my time.
I have days like that too, Rabbi. Don't worry.
Yeah. But in terms of the actual presence of Chabad in Umhlanga, so it's interesting. So how did this whole thing start? So you can see, your listeners can't see it, but there behind me on my wall is the picture of the Chabad Shluchim Conference, the Kinnas HaShluchim. And one of the things that Rebbe asked for in the original Kinnas in 1984 was that the Shluchim should get together and take a picture. So in this picture behind me, I don't know, it's probably about 2,500, 3,000 Shluchim that are there. But next to it on the wall, I have a picture of the, this is actually of a bunch of Zoom screens from the 2020 regional conference that we had of the regional shluchim. They ever wanted that shluchim should get together in different regions, not only, you know, in New York once a year, but in each sort of territory with a kenos that reflects the nature of that unique space. And under the leadership of Rabbi Mendel and Rabbi Sirmashi, Chabad in South Africa has been doing that for many years, regional get-togethers. For the most part, for practical reasons, they're held in Johannesburg. That's where most of the shluchim are. I'd say probably 50 plus out of the 60 plus, I think it's now 64 shluchim are in Johannesburg. And in the discussion this week, this year, someone said, one second, maybe let's do it in Durban. Why Durban? Because Rabbi Shlomo Weiner is not in the best of health. Unfortunately, he's not able to travel as much as he'd like. So if he can't come to the kinnas, let's bring the kinnas to him. That's really how it all started. And from that, someone said, you know what, why don't we actually celebrate his presence here? If we're all there, we're not just going to rock up and, you know, have our, you know, internal sessions between the 40, 50 shluchim that'll show up and our own little workshops. Why don't we celebrate the incredible story of Rabbi Shlomo and Dvorah Weiner, who came to Umshlanga about 31 years ago, 31, 32, 32, 32 years, yeah, 32, I'll get back to that, 32 years ago. And there was a little bit of back and forth, this and that. So when he heard about the idea, someone else had called him about this idea of having the kinnas in Umshlanga. He was like, yeah, for sure. And then I called him up and I said, Shlomo, we want to have a night, you know, celebrating you and Devara. And he was like, absolutely not. And if you know Shlomo, I mean, unfortunately, I should have expected that. If you know Shlomo, that's, you know, vintage Shlomo. It is never about me. First of all, it's all Hashem's brachas, and I'm here just as a shliach of the Rebbe. He said, and this is where he had a point. He said, I didn't start Chabad of Umshlanga. Chabad of Umshlanga started many years before me. And even through all the years that I'm here, there are so many other shluchim that come to contribute. This one for a yomtiv, to lane, to speak, to take over for a few weeks, whatever. And he wanted it to be the story about Chabad of Umshlanga, and he'll be the host. I said, okay, so you be the host. He said, yeah, I'll be the host together with all the shluchim. That was his insistence. And again, all just typical Shlomo. You know, it's never about him. So we started, you know, working with him and Devara, you know, how to do this. So it started on Sunday night. There was one or two sessions. I'll get back to the kinnas a bit later if we have time. I wanted to talk now about the Sunday night. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable to see on a, you know, it wasn't a warm, perfect weather, let's go out kind of evening. Now, this time of year, it gets a bit chilly. And people just coming and coming and coming. I mean, this is Umshlanga, you know what I mean? It's not Glen Hazel, it's not even Sea Point. And everybody, and all ages, and all backgrounds, and from every part of the community. And the place was full. And everyone, it was almost like they weren't coming to wish Mazel Tov to Shlomo and Devara. They were coming to celebrate in their own simcha. It was like the Weiner's achievement in their shlichus of what they built there. Every single person that walked through the door felt like they owned it. Like it was theirs. You know, and I realized like he wasn't being cute or you know, unnecessarily humble when he was saying it's about everyone else. Because that's really so much of his success, is that he makes every person feel like this is yours, this is your community, this is your shlichus, this is your institution, your... And they really, and it was, so it started off, it was at the Capitol Pearls Hotel. I just want to make a note to say a very big thank you to the Capitol Hotel group that really went so out of their way to host us. All the shluchim that were staying there, and also the event, and their whole team, Logan, who's the general manager there, and the whole team, they were just so accommodating. They couldn't have done more or better for us. And so we started, you know, we had the in the bar of the restaurant overlooking the sea. There was, we had this beautiful sort of cocktail dinner. Again, a very big thank you to Yaakov and everyone at Moishi's. I mean, I'd been working with him somewhat on the menu, et cetera, et cetera, when he started talking pricing. And then when he sent me the invoice, it almost felt like it was like shipping plus. He really went out of his way to make it very, very special. And I'm not even going to go into the names, but there was a whole team working together with Shlomo and Devorah that really brought together all of the logistics so beautifully. So that was just very nice, just mixing with the community and hearing the stories from people that I know and from people that I don't know, you know, and everyone just the same message, same story, like, wow, Shlomo and Devorah is just Hashem's angels. And then we went into the hall where the event, the formal side of the event would happen. I mean, you can't really use the words formal and Shlomo Weiner in the same sentence. He is the polar opposite of any, but somewhat formal side of the event. And it was really, really special. Started off with Tehillim for Eretz Yisrael and for Yerushalayim. It was, of course, 57 years since Yerushalayim was liberated. And actually, Rabbi Shaul Bacher led one of the chapters of Tehillim. Rabbi Shaul, today he's at Chabad of Melrose, but he was very involved in the early years, in the 90s, I think, or late 80s. He had come down, and he said some Tehillim. And he was introduced, the you could call it the master of ceremonies for the evening was Rabbi Katz from Johannesburg, Rabbi Michael Katz, who together with Rabbi Messinger, they had come down numerous times over those years also to start different programs in the years before Shlomo had came. And then we watched this video. It was a short presentation. It was a talk that the Rabbi gave in 1962. Where he tells the story of his wife's grandfather, the Rebbe Rashab, the fifth Rebbe, that a chassid once stood up at a Fabrengen and asked, he put forward a question. He said, Rebbe, was is a chassid? What's a chassid? And he answered, he said, chassid is a lamplighter. Then he goes into this beautiful narrative describing how in the days when there was like the lamps around the city, the lamplighter had to go around to light every candle, every flame, to bring light to the streets. And then he says, and what if the guy is out in the desert? He has to go out to the desert. What if he's in the sea? He pulls off his clothes and he jumps into the sea. And what was beautiful, of course, the Umschlange rocks, the lighthouse was sort of the decor theme of the evening. And it was just so appropriate. You know, this is Shlomo. And then Rabbi Katz asked the chief rabbi to speak. And whether it's on YouTube or in person, I mean, the chief rabbi is a very well-known, prolific speaker. But he really, this was just something else. He spoke so beautifully and so, and he touched on the theme of the lamplighter, you know, and of Shlomo and Devorah and what they've done as the lamplighters. It was a very, very powerful message, especially coming from someone like that, you know, representing the entire South African Jewish community. And then we had the guest speaker, who actually was a suggestion from Rabbi Weiner himself, a very good friend of mine, Rabbi Sam Thurgood, who's today the head of Jewish Life and Learning at Herzliya here in Cape Town. And he told his story, you know, as a kid growing up, not very involved. And I think, if I remember correctly, they needed somewhere to go to the bar mitzvah. The Durban North Shul had closed at the time. And he just ended up started going there. And the warmth and the embrace that he felt from Shlomo and Devorah, and how that just swept him into this new life. You know, and he wanted to start keeping Shabbos. So in the beginning, he was saying how he would get a ride Shabbos morning and then stay there for the rest of the day. And then he wanted to keep Shabbos properly. And he just moved into their house every other week. One week he would stay home. One week he would move into the Weiners. It was like, you know, What would I do if a teenage kid in my shul said, "Can I move into your house every week so I can keep Shabbos?" And that was really, it was really, really magical. And then Rabbi Lipsker spoke, and that was really powerful. Rabbi Lipsker, and then he was thanking, so to speak, the Wainers on behalf of all the Shluchim. And then he came forward with Mashi and his son Levi, and this was just something else. They called all the Wainer children forward. I think 5 out of 6 had come, and he presented each of them with a dollar from the Rebbe that he had received, that he was now giving to these kids to thank them for being these lamplighters. So it was just, it was like a magical close to the night. And then Rabbi Wainer spoke, and that was just, that was the dessert. Shlomo himself singing some of the Chanafshi with us.
Rabbi, that takes us perfectly to the end of this chat, but you created such a beautiful atmosphere and such warmth. So thank you so much for sharing what it was like. And
pleasure.
Lovely to have you. That was Rabbi Asher Deren, and he was talking about the celebrating 4 decades of Chabad Umshlanga, and also Rabbi Shlomo Wainer.